Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What's Your Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show. Hi, Allie. Hi, Brady. Welcome to What's Your Next podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So happy to have you both here. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Why don't we just start with Allie and then go Brady?
Okay. I am Allison Hammer, the Allie half of Allie Brady. I have two solo books, You and Me and Us and Little Pieces of Me. I work as a creative director in advertising. And I'm, like I said, half of Allie Brady, which is just so much fun.
And I'm Brady Godfrey. I am a doctor in my free time, quote, and I write thrillers on my own under my own name. And then I'm also half of Allie Brady, which is a great thing to be part of.
Oh my gosh, I love this. So I got to ask, how did you meet?
Well, I love it. We totally call it our meet cute. And it starts in a way that most meet cutes don't start, I would hope, with my doing a little bit of online stalking of Brady. We are both members of a writing organization, Women's Fiction Writers Association. And through that organization, there are opportunities to have different writing workshops and things. And I was in one with Brady and I saw not a big section, maybe 250 words of something she had written. And I was instantly like, wow, she's good. I want to be her friend. And then a couple months later, we had the opportunity to swap pages and we instantly hit it off with, we liked each other's style of writing and we liked each other's critique style, which is really important. So we kept going and we became beta readers and then critique partners. And I honestly remember the day that Brady first called me her CP, her critique partner, which is kind of like going steady for writers. And I was just so happy and excited. And then Brady, do you want to say how we took our relationship to the next level?
Sure. So we became really close and we were both pursuing individual publishing journeys at this point. And then in the spring of 2020, when the world shut down and we were all stuck at home during the pandemic, Allison and I were, you know, swapping around ideas for various books that we had, individual books at the time. But we each wanted to write something fun and, you know, relaxing and escapist because we were in the middle of a pandemic. So she had an idea and I had an idea and we said, why don't we put them together and write a book together? And so we did. It was just like that.
It's so crazy that like, and it's not even that much, like 3 years later, it came true and we have two books out and two more on the way. So it's pretty crazy.
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you, we were reading Summer Trap and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like my kind of book because it has the sister story. It has the friendships, the overcoming character arc of overcoming, you know, your disastrous life into something better. But they also had some rom-com aspect of it. There's like romance there and for both sisters. And I love that idea of like, you know, so I'm excited for the comeback summer, which is like a whole another sister story. And so talk to us about the comeback summer. What is the elevator pitch?
So the comeback summer is the story of two sisters, Libby and Hannah. It takes place in Chicago. And at the beginning of the book, the sisters are running their grandmother's PR agency and it's not doing well. It's been losing clients left and right. And they're, you know, they feel like they're responsible for their grandmother's legacy and they're trying to figure out what to do. And things are feeling hopeless when in walks Lou, an influencer. Her name is short for Louise, not loser. And she has a business that could save their company. But before she awards the business to the sisters, they have to walk her walk. And so she has a program called Crushing Your Comfort Zone. And each sister has to take a test and figure out what their comfort zone is and then do a 12-week challenge to crush it. Brady, you want to take the rest?
Yes. So Hannah, the younger sister, has a lot of social anxiety, and her challenge is that she has to go on 12 dates with 12 men in 12 weeks. And then Libby, who hates exercise, is challenged to train for and participate in an obstacle course race. So the sisters set out, they start helping each other. Libby is helping Hannah coordinate all the dates on the dating app, and Hannah is helping Libby train. But then things get complicated because Hannah's first love comes back into the picture and he's trying to get her back. And then Libby accidentally falls for a guy that she's supposed to be setting up with Hannah on the app. And as it gets complicated and some secrets come out, the sisters have to figure out what really matters to them and who they want to be going forward.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. I actually personally, I thrive on challenges like this. And so I was like, when I was reading Hannah's challenge, I was like dating and I was like, oh, maybe I should do this challenge myself. You
know? I recommend it. I think that, you know, the idea of comfort zones, we've gotten so many reactions from people. Just it's comfortable, and coming out of the pandemic, like, who doesn't want a little comfort? But it's good to push yourself. And when you have something structured like this, it's, you know, it's harder to cop out of it.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the best post-pandemic, like emerging out of your world, kind of like, what does my life look like now? And to realize like, oh, where's my comfort zone? Like, how can I push a little bit edge from here? And what can I do differently this time around, you know, and to explore? Because we've been like, you know, we did have some people had creative projects and had different things, but there was a lot of stressors. And so we have moved to this post-pandemic world. And so it's actually books like this is inspiring to take that next step, next action. So, all right. So let's talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read? So Brady first and then Allie.
Sure. I love to read. So I like to read thrillers, and I also like to read books like The Comeback Summer that have romance and maybe some sisterhood or friendship and fun side characters. So I think those are my two genres that I gravitate toward.
And for me, I also like thrillers. I like upmarket fiction. I like rom-coms. I'm getting more into romance. To me, I don't really think in genre. I really think I like books that make me think and feel something.
I like this. And so do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
So many. Do you want to go first, Brady, or do you want me to?
Sure. So I feel like every person in the romance world is excited for Christina Lauren's next book. And I got to read an early copy and it was wonderful. It's called The True Love Experiment, and it's coming out, I think, on May 16th. It's really swoony and I really loved the characters. So I recommend that. And then I also got to read an early copy of Ava Wilder's next book, which is called Will They or Won't They? And it's a romance set in Hollywood, and it's so well written. It's a second chance romance. So well written, and I just loved it. And that is out in June.
So I have two books that are two books that are out, and one that's not out yet. The recent reads that I've loved, The Last Beekeeper by Julie Carrick Dalton, she's just incredible. And, you know, they call it like climate fiction, but it's a big part of the story in that it takes place in a world when bees are extinct, which is a real concern that people have, but it doesn't feel too sciencey. It's a story about family secrets and betrayal and friendship and found family. And it is just, I inhaled it and I loved it so much. Another book that's currently out that I read and loved was The Mostly True Story of Tanner and Louise by Colleen Oakley. I love everything she writes. And this was just so much fun. It's about a young girl who had a traumatic leg injury and really ended her soccer career. And so she's at home looking for a place to stay because her parents kicked her out, and she becomes a kind of a home helper for this elderly woman. And things get crazy and they end up hitting the road on the run from the police together. And it is a story of unexpected friendship with just twists and turns. And it was just so wonderful. And if I can add one more, I just finished The Paris Daughter by Kristen Harmel. And she is an autobiography author for me. And I don't know how she does it, but every book I say is better than the next. And this one is her best by far. It is so incredible. And it comes out June 6th. So highly recommend that one too.
Oh my gosh, adding all these books to my recommendations. And I did love the True Love Experiment. It was, I feel like that we need that reality TV show.
Yes,
we need the reality TV show with those romance heroes archetypes. I was like, yes, that's what we need.
It's so fun. Yeah.
So awesome. So Ali Brady, tell us where we can find you online.
We are most active on Instagram at Ali Brady Books. That's also our handle on, you know, Twitter, but we're not very active there. And then our website is alibradybooks.net.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you, Brady, for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.